Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Every time I read the account of Martha in Luke 10, I am so convicted because I have to be honest with you, I'm more a Martha type person. I see work that needs to be done, and I'd much rather be in the kitchen working than sitting around talking to people. I can't even tell you how many times we go to somebody's house and we're sitting there and I just get tired of sitting around talking, and I might get up and start fixing the plates or cleaning the plates off and all that, you know, just to get going, you know, because I'm not that big of a fellowshipper, I guess is what I'm saying. But in this, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, I do read my Bible and pray every day, I promise you that. But, you know, I relate to Martha is what I'm saying. And I want to give you three things that I think makes our attitude this way and things I have to fight to make sure that Jesus wouldn't say to me, "Thou art careful and troubled about many things." That's what he said to her in Luke 10. And he said, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." So he's trying to caution her to curb her emotions, curb her thinking, so that she could be more productive for him, you know. So when your attitude is an interesting word, for it addresses three different areas of a person's life. Number one, it addresses your actions, the position or posture assumed by the body in connection with a feeling, action, mood, such as a kneeling and an attitude of prayer. Your actions, you know, what you do, and it addresses all that. It tells people a lot about you, your attitude with your actions. Number two, your spirit. And your spirit is a manner of acting, feeling, or thinking that shows one's disposition, opinion, you know, such as having a friendly attitude. And can I say that I could use a little bit more of a friendly attitude when it comes to being around people? I don't need to be thinking so much about all the work that I have. This past Tuesday, we were going to go to somebody's house, and all day I'd been just so focused, and I was struggling because I had so many things I had to do. And I stopped at 4 o'clock, and I said, "Okay, Loretta, you gotta get yourself ready to go be with these people, you know, and give yourself to them, because that's part of what you're supposed to do." Do you know that's part of your spirit? When you command your spirit to be where it's supposed to be. Some of you moms, when your kids are around, your spirit's somewhere else, or you're thinking of your job, or you're thinking of all the laundry in the kitchen and all that, but you're missing your chance to be with those people right then. So that's an on-purpose thing. Having the right spirit is an on-purpose thing. Then the third thing that I think an attitude is mindset. Now, mindset is a person's disposition, opinion, such as an attitude of superiority. So your mindset is displayed through your actions and your spirit. But I believe your mindset can be altered by how much you control your mind. You know, that's what this is all about. I think if Martha would have sat down and thought before Jesus came there, say, "Now, Jesus is coming. He doesn't come very often. He's going to want a good meal. How can we have a good meal but not neglect being with him?" You know, talk all that out. Think that all through. Now, you say, "Loretta, where do you get all this thinking this through?" Mrs. Evans was a thinker. And when I was around her, like before we were going to go be with a group of people, she said, "Now, these people, they would probably like to talk about this in their lives. So let's ask them questions about themselves in this area." And she would think through what she's going to be doing before she got in that situation, so that she could always have the right, be doing the right actions, have the right spirit, and have the right mindset. You know, let's do things on purpose, and let's fight our wrong feelings, our wrong mindset, our wrong actions by learning from Martha. And I hope Jesus never says, "Thou art careful and troubled about many things." I don't want him to say that about me. I want him to say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I'm sure you do too. So let's watch our actions, our spirit, and our mindset, and have control over them in every way. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.